A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, we are in Tala. There's Christmas lights on some houses. It's looking a lot like Christmas. And there's a wreath on number 10, a beautiful, beautiful wreath. Christmassy style. Well, jingly balls to you, my friend.
How are things?
Good.
This is season.
How is it? Welcome to Christmas house. Look at this. Decorations. It's great. So this place is just, like, for a deep midwinter, it's just so lush and vibrant still. It's amazing.
So?
Yeah.
It's opposite to the song. It's my least favourite time of the year. I don't like the garden when it's all dead and kind of asleep.
It's still very green, though. Like,
it's green enough.
Look, the little dancing flies around. Yeah. There's still a load of them, which is unusual for this time of year, isn't it?
Oh, we might get a late cold like we have been.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise me.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, since we were talking about, you know, Christmas and such, I was thinking we could talk about some of the unusual Christmas animal myths.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Because we have, like, Rudolph and, you know, the partridge in the pear tree, which are fairly well known and obvious. And, you know, Rudolph was actually only invented in 1939.
No.
I could not believe that. By a guy in America who had to come up with a catchy kind of a team for to sell stuff at Christmas in a department store, which is like kind of heartbreaking, but there you go. Because I would have expected Rudolph went back to the olden times.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. But I have found out about this really cool thing called, and you're going to love this, from Iceland, called the Yule Cat.
Yes.
Did you hear about
this? I've heard something about it, but I don't know the full story, so tell me.
So, in Iceland, if you don't work hard and prepare new clothing by the end of the year, there is a giant black moggy roaming the land that will eat you, especially children. And this myth has been going around for hundreds of years, and it's basically linked to, like, the old Norse gods, and it encourages people in the dark months of winter to do work and get their work done. Make sure you have all your yarns binned. Make sure you have the sheep, the wool cleared out and ready to go, and you have your new clothing.
Wow.
Or else this 16-foot black cat will come along and maul you to death on the plains of Iceland. And I thought, who would love that story about a giant cat in a frozen wasteland?
Kinsella here.
Yeah, Kinsella. Yeah, so there you go. Probably still not as big as your Ted, but there you go. They reckon the Yule cat came from the Yule goat. How much are we going to say Yule in this episode? So the Yule goat was the Nordic tradition of, basically, at the end of the year, you would honour Odin and Thor for getting you through halfway through the winter, and you'd sacrifice a goat, and that's where the kind of the cat tradition came, because when Christianity came to Iceland, goats and horned beasts and hoofs beasts were not well looked upon by the old church, so they went, we'll exchange that for this and get people working but not be worshipping goats or afraid of goats. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Amazing. I have something for you.
Oh,
something totally different. Just give me a second now to find it. So I was rooting around the internet the other night, and I came across something that looks like Christmas trees, but
they're
growing.
They look like Christmas decorations. Tiny little multicolored Christmas trees. But I also, if I zoom in, I think I know what these are. Go on, tell me.
Well, they're living on coral. They're in water, and they're off the coast of Australia. So they are
Christmas worms? Christmas tree worms?
Christmas tree worms, yeah. And they're extraordinary. So each worm has two sort of Christmas tree heads coming out of it. So if you imagine a bottle brush that's in the shape of a Christmas tree, that triangular shape.
That's a great description.
And then the bristles are beautifully coloured. There's yellow there and there's light coloured against a dark background. So they're the sort of heads, and then most of the worm then is actually living in the coral, and they're feeding through those bristles.
Catching plankton and stuff going past.
But aren't they stunning?
Amazing. And if you don't know, or you can't picture it in your head, pause the podcast, go on to Google and look up Christmas tree worms, because they're actually, the coral they're on is pure white like snow.
Like snow.
And this looks like Brown Thomas's window. Or what's the one in England, the famous place, begin with H, whatever.
Harrods.
Harrods window on Christmas. It looks exactly
like that. They're absolutely stunning. It's, and they're actually only tiny. They're only about an inch and a half.
Talk about an aptly named creature.
Yeah.
So, another Christmas legend.
Oh.
And one for me.
One very different one, that I'm really looking forward to this one.
Yeah. So, in the Ukraine and in Germany, there is a legend called the Christmas spider. Yay!
You get spiders in everywhere, don't you?
I will
you?
Get spiders in to a mass, if I could. Yeah, yeah, no, Father, Jesus loved the old spiders too. Get him out of here! But, yeah, so basically, in the Ukraine in particular, people kind of half worship spiders. Don't
really
worship them, but they really, really, really want them around their house, actively encourage them into the house, don't remove them from the house, to the point that if they don't have spiders in their house, like nowadays with in the bigger cities, they make their lampshades with eight legs, they put little ornaments around the place because they consider them extremely lucky. And that probably goes back to the fact that, as we've often said, spiders are very helpful to have around, especially for removing pests and stuff like that. So they have a legend at Christmas where there is a poor widow who had recently lost her husband, a kindly widow. She was very nice to everybody in the thing. I feel like I'm telling a kid, gather around, children.
The Halloween slash Christmas story.
Yeah, exactly. No, there is a poor widow, and she'd recently lost her husband, and during the summer, on her bare floor, because she couldn't even afford floorboards.
My heart's breaking here.
A pine cone was dropped by one of her children, but it took root and it started to grow. And they got very excited because they were thinking, we're going to have a Christmas tree, because we couldn't afford a Christmas tree since Papa died. He got hit by a bus, an ancient bus driven by horses. I'm adding here. But the Christmas tree grew at Christmas, but they still couldn't afford any decorations or any presents. So the spiders in the house took sympathy on her. Now, some of the legends said it was one, some said it was a load of them. To decorate a tree, from a scientific point of view, I would say it'd be a load. So I'm going to say one spider told them all to do this. So basically, they crawled all over the Christmas tree at night, spreading their webs all over it. And then the kids came down the next morning, opened the curtains, and when the light from the sun hit the Christmas tree and the webs turned from silk into silver and gold, and the family were never poor again.
Wow.
That's really cool, isn't it?
Now, that sounds like tinsel.
Tinsel, exactly.
Wow.
And that's why we have tinsel on trees all across the world now. That's where it started from. Also, if you go to Germany and Ukraine to this day, they still have spider decorations in their Christmas tree. Like miniature spiders put up for good luck to represent that story. Now, there are variations on it where later on where Santa Claus arrives and blesses the spider's webs with magic that turns into silver and gold. But it's basically the same story. And I think it's a really cute little tale and kind of...
It's also a reminder of what Christmas is and where the Christmas tree came from. So it's all about, here we are in deep midwinter. You're hating your garden at the moment. Everything's half dead. But there's one tree in the forest that hasn't lost its leaves. It's green and it's giving hope. And it's reminding us that spring will eventually happen again. And the world will turn and everything will start to get warm again. And that Christmas spider reminds me, it just keeps it real, doesn't it?
Yeah. Also, it is one of those things where it's kind of based in the fact that spiders are quite... useful creatures to have around the house. You know, everybody's afraid of them nowadays, and it's because we haven't got that connection with nature that you would if you're living in a wood surrounded by pine cones that fall on your floor and grow into a tree. Yeah. You know, so it's a lovely little story, and I kind of when I heard about it at first, I was like, that is awesome, particularly for a spider nerd like me. But there you go. Here's a good one for you.
Okay.
Why do we associate robins with Christmas?
I don't know that one, actually.
Okay. So, in Victorian England, which Christmas was a big thing, and obviously it still is, but that was kind of Christmas's heyday with Dickens and the decoration tree and kind of people being wealthy enough in certain areas to celebrate it. The postmen would be dressed in their red uniforms. And they would be delivering an exceptional amount of mail around Christmas because that was the way most people communicated. So people called them robins.
Really?
Then the British Mail at the time caught on to that idea and got people to design cards for them that featured a robin with the mail in its beak.
Wow.
Stamps like that as well. And that's kind of where it started from in our culture, that these robins were connected to Christmas. And it's such a weird thing to think about because I would have thought it was an old legend. Like I know the old legend of the red breast is that they tried to pull the thorns out of Christ's head.
That's right.
But yeah, so that's why we associate
amazing
robins. Yeah, it's
fantastic.
Very, very cool.
Yeah,
very cool. And I just picture all those kind of postmen going around and the Mary Poppins set.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Do you know those old Victorian English houses delivering their mails? Hey there, boy. What day is this? It's Christmas Day, sir. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Christmas animals that you don't associate normally with Christmas. I love that.
Here's the best one and the final one I have.
Go on.
And I have to get this song right because I get shot otherwise. But in Australia, there is a Christmas song called Six White Boomers. Now, I'm not slagging off Australia because I know we have a couple of listeners down there, but I do picture in my head that this song would be dreadful. I haven't listened to it yet because I said I'm not going to listen to it. I'm going to let you stick a couple of bars in here.
Potentially copyrighted, but there you go.
We'll see.
We run that gauntlet.
But Six White Boomers, and it's about Santa Claus. When he gets to Australia, he has to give his reindeer a rest because the conditions are
it's hot.
It's hot, and they've been tired from going around the world all night. And basically, instead of reindeer, he gets six white, big, strapping kangaroos to bounce his sled right across Australia.
I love it.
And that's a total Australian thing, apparently, according to my research.
I love it.
Hit us up, anybody from Australia, and correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah, apparently it's quite a popular thing. So there you go.
Early on one Christmas day, a joey kangaroo was far from home and lost in a great big zoo.
Mummy, where's my mummy? Where is she? She's gone away.
Well, I know where you find your mummy, son. Hop on this sleigh.
Up beside a bag of toys, little Joey hopped. But they hadn't gone far when Santa stopped and harnessed all the reindeer, and Joey wondered why. Then he heard a far off booming in the sky.
Boo, boy.
Boo.
Boing.
Boop.
Boing. Boop.
Look. Six white boomers, snow white boomers, racing Santa Claus through the blazing sun. Six white boomers, snow white boomers, on his Australian run.
Pretty soon old Santa began to feel the heat.
So we have some news. We, like your toad, Fernando, are going to go into hibernation for a couple of months.
We are. We've had a mad year. Many episodes have we done?
This is number 21?
21 episodes in the year when we said we were going to do 12. So, yeah, it's been crazy. It's only a year. It feels like we've been doing this forever, and in a good way. But yeah, we do need a little break just to chill out also.
And to get some more stories. We have amazing stories lined up for next year.
Yeah, we're going to meet some really cool people. We have them lined up. We have as well, there's a lot of suggestions coming in on our social media. Some of them are brilliant. So we are listening. So please keep sending in any ideas or any questions you have. If we can't answer it, we'll know somebody who can. So yeah, keep them coming. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to next season. When will we be back?
I'd say we'll be back in spring.
Yep, sounds good. Just like nature intended.
Yes.
We can get our good sleep and...
we'll be a lot more photogenic when we come back.
Exactly, yeah. Speaking of hibernation, a couple of questions that came in on the Tint Twitter machine, the Tinter web, about people finding butterflies in their house. Specifically, the small tortoiseshell butterflies. And the reason for that is they hibernate. Mm. A lot of them will hibernate over the winter. And they'll find, usually they'll find holes in trees or small caves or burrows or anywhere where they can find that's moist but not too moist and a little bit above freezing. And that's where they'll stay normally. Of course, our houses to them don't seem any different. So they'll go in through your gutter into the slates in your attic, and they'll stay there quite happily and then move out in the spring. What happens is, though, sometimes they'll go into people's, into an open window in behind a curtain, and then you turn on your central heating, the butterfly thinks it's spring and starts flying around your room. The best thing to do at that stage is to grab it, catch it in a box, put it outside in a very cold shed or in a garage, something where the temperature will match the outside temperature. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
A little bit of shelter, but not too much, because
you wanted to go back to sleep, don't you?
You wanted to go back to sleep. See, what they do is they have fat reserves. Fat reserves are hugely important for all animals going through their hibernation. So, and especially with a small animal like a butterfly, they use up that energy, even a small amount of it, that's them done. Mm. So if you can get them back to sleep as quickly as possible, there are suggestions and from what I read on the butterfly experts page, that you could even put it in the small container and put it in the salad drawer in your fridge.
All right.
That brings it right down.
Yeah.
And then move it outside.
Gotcha.
Just to get it cold straight away, so it just remembers that it is.
Yeah.
It is winter time.
So come here. I have a question. Spiders, are they as active during the winter?
No, not as active. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are just basically annual spiders. Mm. So the adults, like the big ones you see in your garden and the big orb webs with the big abdomens, they will basically die off in the cold. They'll actually rupture when they freeze. So,
wow.
Yeah. The likes of the false widows, what they're doing is basically hanging around in people's dwellings. And there's a lot of spiders that will do that. Our house spiders are the same, the European house spider. Most of our native araneomorphs, the spiders that are, you know, only live a year or so. The adults are dead. The young are hidden away in cracks and crevices to stay as warm as they can. Yeah. They'll come out in the spring. Question two I got was about hedgehogs. Same thing, except in the garden. Mm-hmm. Hedgehogs showing up in December. It kind of reminds me of what's happening with my frogs. Do you remember I was telling you about them, like, coming out in December and they're trying to find food and it's not there?
It was so warm for them that they thought it was spring and it was disturbing their hibernation.
Exactly. That happened last year. So this year it seems to be happening a lot with mammals. Mm. And it's vital that hedgehogs should be around 500 grams, I think it is. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's a certain weight that they have to make to have a successful hibernation. If they wake up during hibernation, they're burning up that valuable fat, and then we could get a late freeze again, like we have nearly every year for the past 3 or 4 years, and that knocks them out. So if you do find a hedgehog awake at this time of year, you can put a little box in front of it and hoosh it in gently with a brush or a stick. Just get roll it up. He should roll up, and or she should roll up, and you can just push them in the box. Put a towel in with them with a little bit of water and maybe some dog food, and call your local animal rescue centre, DSPCA, RSPCA, whatever they're called in your country. Get in contact with them and somebody will give you either advice or they'll come out and take the animal off you. Mm. We have the Dublin Rescue Hedgehog Rescue Centre in Dublin that does great work with them. We have Kildare Wild Animal Rescue as well. So there's lots of places. In the UK, you've got loads of local places.
Yeah. And there's a ton of information online as well. If you can't get anyone immediately, you can be reading up.
Yeah, Google is your friend. And last but not least is the bats. It's the exact same scenario. Bats will be in your attic, in your house, sometimes roosting unknown to you. You wouldn't even notice them there. But if they do happen to come through a crack in the roof and you find them in the living room or sitting room, or you find one that's fallen out of its roost in the wild at this time of year or any time of year, contact your local bat group. They'll have a specialist there that will be able to reinvigorate it, get it back up to health, and it'll be ready to rock for the spring. So, yeah.
Great.
There you go.
Cool. So we see you in the spring.
Yeah, see you in the spring on...
But in the meantime, I would say we're always posting on Twitter. We're always posting on Facebook. So have a look at what we're doing. Keep an eye on the videos that we're posting up there and stay in touch. And any questions, anything you want us to cover, get in touch and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah. Looking forward to a new season. And thank you for everybody for listening. It's been really, really good year. It's been one of the best years I've ever had. It's really, really good fun. It's nice to talk about something that we care so much about. Yeah. And we really appreciate all the positive feedback. And have a great Christmas and a happy new year. We might have one special episode in between.
Yes,
which is our live surprise, we'll call it.
Our live surprise.
But apart from that, see you in the spring.
The bestest Christmas treat that Joey ever had. Curled up in Mama's pouch, feeling snug and glad.
The last resort Santa, heading towards the sun. The boomers worked a double run.
Because 6 white boomers, so white boomers.
Bonus Christmas content. You're gone deaf. She has headphones in. I shouldn't have shouted. I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
I got very excited there. What did you collect for Christmas? Deaf.
I got our hearing aids.
Sorry. So here, this is one of the cellar spiders.
Oh yeah, tiny. Now that's ones, very unusual. It's all leg. Like,
yeah.
An inch of leg.
They're the ones that eat all the other spiders.
But very delicate looking.
Yeah. So, do you ever see their self-defense mechanism? Watch this. Look at them.
Oh, it's spinning like a top. Oh my God, it's going round a circle.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Isn't that amazing?
Christ.
So if you're a predator, you're trying to bite it.
You just tap the web there and this tiny, it looks like it's made of thread, the actual spider.
But you can barely see the spider now.
You can't see it at all.
Because what they do is they basically, on their long legs, they just spin around their body really fast.
Now it's come to a stop now. Oh my God.
Isn't that such a cool trick?
That's incredible.
There you go. There's your Christmas bonus material.
That's my Christmas present. That's amazing.
All right. Let's get out of here for a moment.
Six white boomers, so white boomers.
The Critter Shed is a member of The Warren, the home of great Irish podcasts. For more, including my podcast, How to Be Sound, see thewarren.ie.
Come Tomo, come Slim, come Stretch, come Blue, come Spud, come Stinker. Come.
Come, Dopey. Come, Flinker.
Come, Danelle.
Danelle? What a funny name for a reindeer.
It's not a reindeer, it's a boomer.
Oh, yeah. That's a funny name for a kangaroo.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.